Hi everyone, welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Rhea Building in Nashville, Tennessee. If you're interested in finding out more information about the building or other haunted locations around Nashville, check out our Nashville Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our books, Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, and Ghost of Gallatin. Today, we're going to talk about Scarlett O'Hara's in St. Augustine. Alan, can you tell us a little bit about the haunted bar?
Just a block away from Flagler College, you'll find the building that was once home to George Colley. George built the home out of cedar and cypress in 1879 for his fiancée, as it was to be a wedding gift for his new bride. Yet, a few weeks before the wedding, the young lady ran off with a soldier and was never seen from again. Heartbroken, George moved into his new house and lived there alone. He lived there all alone, that is, until he met another woman. The two quickly fell in love, got married, and they started a new life together in the home. Of course, they lived happily ever after, right?
Not so fast. A few weeks after the wedding, George was found dead in the bathtub. At first, it was believed that George had fallen asleep in the bathtub and drowned. But as word traveled around St. Augustine, it started to become clear that there was likely some foul play involved. Rumors began to spread, and before you knew it, everyone in town was convinced that his ex-fiancée had something to do with it. You see, after she left George for the sailor, life was great for a few weeks. But eventually, the sailor had to go back out to sea, and the former fiancée was left all alone, and she realized she had made a mistake. When she went to see if George would take her back, she found out that he had already gotten married, and somehow managed to drown him in the bathtub after he had a little too much to drink. In 1979, a local entrepreneur bought George's house along with the one next to it. He connected the homes and, after some extensive renovations, turned the new building into a bar and restaurant. Since then, Scarlett O'Hara's has been serving up cold beer for tourists as well as students from nearby Flagler College.
In 2011, two Florida Gator basketball players had a long night at the bar and wound up going outside and breaking into a car. And needless to say, it didn't work out too well for them, and they were both arrested. One of the players was dismissed, and ironically enough, the one that was good enough to eventually get drafted by the Chicago Bulls wound up getting off with a slap on the wrist. The ghost of George Colley is said to be haunting his old home that is now a bar. In fact, upstairs on the second floor, just a few feet away from where he drowned, the bar is called the Ghost Bar. If that isn't creepy enough, the restaurant owner used to have the tub that George drowned in there on display. They have since taken it out, but they do have a replica there in its place. George is playful and has a lot of fun with his patrons as well as employees on a regular basis. One night a lady went to the restroom upstairs and felt something undo her bra while she was in there. When she came out of the bathroom, she was pale as a ghost and quickly left the restaurant.
In addition to the mischievous paranormal activity, the apparition of a man has been spotted in the upstairs bathroom where he drew his last breath all those years ago.
I actually went upstairs and used the bathroom when I visited Scarlett O'Hara's last year. I had heard that sometimes he would breathe heavily behind you, so I tried to see if George would communicate with me while I was in there, but I got nothing. Even though I didn't experience anything, the two employees I spoke to had a lot of strange stories about the bar. While talking to a bartender, I watched in disbelief as she pulled out her phone and showed me a video of three shot glasses filled with tequila that began to move around on the bar all by themselves. Eventually, the shot glasses stopped moving, then started up again, but moved around in a different sequence than before. From what the bartender told me, that wasn't the first time that it happened.
The bar downstairs also has a lot of weird things that happen. When the old house was converted to a bar, The owners used George's headboard and made it part of the bar. Glasses that hang over the bar have been known to move around and fall off for no reason.
George apparently doesn't like one of the employees that works in the kitchen. I was told there was a man who worked back there for less than a month, and on at least two occasions when he was working, the bread jumped off the table when he walked by. Another waitress I talked to told me a story about a fireplace that is downstairs. They use it during the winter months to heat the bar. On certain days in the spring and summer months, when it's not in use, the downstairs smells like a fire is burning. The bartender also told me a story about how the jukebox sometimes will start and stop on its own. One day she was talking about George to a coworker when all of a sudden the music just stopped. She walked over to the jukebox, and as she was about to touch it, it started making a strange staticky noise, then it started playing the same song it had been a few minutes earlier. While I was there, the jukebox did something funny while the bartender was telling me about George. While we were talking about the jukebox, it stopped suddenly, then after a minute or so, started playing a different song. Now, I can't say for sure that it was due to George or some kind of paranormal activity. However, I was sitting where I could see the jukebox, and I didn't see anyone go up to it and change the song.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on Scarlett O'Hara's. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations around St. Augustine, download the St. Augustine Ghost Map app in iTunes and Google Play. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. Let us know about any creepy experiences you may have had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
And be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we really appreciate everyone who's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head to the French Quarter to discuss the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel in New Orleans, Louisiana. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready when you are.
Oh, okay.
One, two, three, go.
We hope you enjoyed.
We do.
Yeah, we do. Oops.
This is supposed to be a professional outfit.
Outfit?
We are professional podcasters.
Did you say outfit?
Yeah, it's a professional outfit. That's like an outfit is like a group of people who know
what they're doing.
Don't school me. Okay.
You are the one who gave me a cookie right before we did this.
So it's my fault? The podcast is going to be bad?
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, along with Alan. Oh, my name is Chelsea.
It is.
All right, I'll do that one again. We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on the Raya.
Just a block away from Flagler College, you'll find the building that was once home to George College.
Did you say not so far away from Flatulence? What did you say?
Just a block away from Flagler College. How did you get Flatulence?
I don't know.
You're never eating cookies again before we do a podcast.
Also, I ate that mango.
And a mango. Just a block away from Flagler College, you'll... What?
Nothing, go ahead. In 1979, a local entrepreneur bought George's house and the one next to it. He connected the homes, and after some extensive
Let me do this.
No, I got it.
Do you?
Yeah. Since then, Scarlett O'Hara's has been serving up cold beer for tourists as well as students from nearby Flagler College.
Not Flatulence College.
Flagler.
I think the next podcast we should record while you're eating cookies.
No.
Cookie. Me want the cookie.
Me love cookies. Yum, yum, yum.
Chocolate chip. Can me have some? Yeah.